Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today's roundup highlights how the crypto landscape is at a crossroads. Bitcoin has recently retreated in a choppy market, turning bearish for the first time since mid-2023, while Ethereum remains resilient and even posts gains thanks to strong ETF inflows and corporate buying. Recent Federal Reserve minutes revealed dissent among two governors, Christopher Waller and Michelle Bowman, who advocated for a modest rate cut. This has provided a boost to digital assets in an environment of cautious optimism. Diving deeper, the spent output profit ratio for Bitcoin shows that long-term holders are consistently realizing profits, even as short-term trading activity remains dynamic. With nearly 95% of recent transactions involving coins held for less than 3 months, the data suggests that while volatility persists, many investors are confident in the asset's longer-term value. On the political front, significant moves are stirring the market. The Winklevoss twins have donated over $21 million in Bitcoin to establish the Digital Freedom Fund, a pro-Trump political action committee designed to support a robust, lightly regulated crypto market, and to oppose proposals like a central bank digital currency. Representative Angie Craig has pointed to conflicts of interest, stemming from the crypto involvements of Trump's family, as a stumbling block to passing clearer crypto market structure legislation. These dynamics are fueling partisan debates and could shape the future legislative environment in the crypto space. Innovation and technological developments also remain strong drivers. Optimism has teamed up with Flashbots to enhance transaction sequencing in its OP Stack ecosystem, promising near-instant confirmations and customizable ordering that could further lower fees on Ethereum's Layer 2 networks. This move, along with Binance's transition of its USDT yield product to the Plasma Bitcoin stablecoin network, where users earn a competitive 2% annual percentage rate, underscores how yield innovations are capturing investor interest. Moreover, tokenization is expanding its reach, as evidenced by the recent rollout of X stocks on the Tron network. Trading of tokenized shares for major companies such as Nvidia and Tesla has surged, further blurring the lines between traditional equities and digital assets. Meanwhile, Bitcoin miners like Bitdeer are ramping up domestic manufacturing of mining rigs in response to tariff challenges, even as crypto-related stocks, including those of Strategy and Coinbase, face a slump amid broader market volatility. Lastly, caution is warranted. A sophisticated scam in North Wales, where a fraudster impersonated UK police to steal millions in Bitcoin, reminds us that as crypto markets mature, security and vigilance become ever more critical. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.